Danny Williams brought up 2 3-year-old fillies from Goulburn yesterday. Highway 66 got the job done in the Tab Highway. She Knows gallant in defeat under a big weight in the closer. And Danny's on the line from Goulburn this morning. Danny, good morning. And, well, both fillies were terrific yesterday, Dan.
Oh, fantastic, Ray. Look, we were just so over the moon, mate. She Knows just keeps giving and giving. Mm. And, you know, both horses, I've got a, you know, huge opinion of Highway 66, and I wouldn't like it again. I wouldn't like it over again. Certainly, it was good to get it under a belt, and just a wonderful. You know, I'm living the dream with She Knows. Mm. I my partner and I lease her, and she's giving us a big thrill, and. She just keeps giving and giving and giving.
And just on Highway 66, Danny, you could probably say the same thing. She showed a lot of toughness hanging on in that straight. Is the 1,200 metres, no? Is that the best distance for her?
Oh, Jimmy, I think 14.
Right.
If you realise how much work she's had, she really was underdone. And I didn't mean to try and put people off. That I'm very genuine in what I say when I get asked.
Mm.
Well, that's true, Danny, and you did point out that she didn't have a trial and she was 11 weeks into her comeback run yesterday. Normally you like to have a trial and 12 weeks into the preparation. So with Highway 66 to get the job done yesterday, fantastic start to a prep, and she's a horse to follow from here on.
Oh, most definitely, Ray. I'm not sure how many starts we'll give her. She's Bob's eligible, so we'd like to think that we could give her perhaps another run before the end of this month, and you know, sooner the better, to be honest. I'm not sure where we're going. It really depends on how much that has taken out of her, but you know, our plans to aim her at the anniversary, mm-hmm, in October, so she'll perhaps need a short break before then.
Mm. I think I'm right in saying first up since November. Was there a particular reason for the long break, or was that very deliberate? Was there a setback with Highway 66, Danny?
Yeah, Ginny, she came down with a virus
right
back in early February, I guess mid February, leading into the qualifying races, and we were sort of just battling it at the time the race came along. And she just got very sick, so we were forced to turn around.
And what about She Knows, Danny? 3 wins and 4 seconds, the last 7 starts. She hit the front probably 150 metres out, maybe the weight told. Noble Joey fought back on the inside, but she was brave in defeat again. What are your plans going forward with She Knows?
Well, Ray, we would like dearly to try and win a black type race for the owner. Who we've leased the mare off. Mm-hmm. She's going to be a very nice brood mare when she goes out and finishes racing, hopefully not in the near future, but we will perhaps give her 2 or 3 weeks out.
Yep.
At the view of bringing her back for 1 or 2 runs. She definitely needs 1 or 2 runs before getting fit. She's such a gross doing filly. She actually, we took some feed with her yesterday, and she wanted to do was put her head to feed me, and straight away last night she just came home and got straight into a feed, and you know, it just goes to show how tough she is. So we'll give her 2 or 3 weeks, bring her back, and I think there's a nice fillies race at Caulfield on Caulfield Cup Day, so perhaps that's the way we'll go.
Yeah, well, she certainly deserved a break. She had a great prep, and now we look forward to seeing what Highway 66 can do next start. Mm. Danny, thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations on the stable results yesterday.
Thank you, Jim.